Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
We all know that Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate is one of the leading schools in the country. But what makes that place work? When you've got over 1,000 students, including many that live on site as boarders, how do you make sure they're all fit and healthy? Well, I've gone behind the scenes at the purpose-built medical centre at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate to find out how it works, with a tour from my guide.
I'm Kirsty Sawyer, I'm school sister. I've been here for 10 years. The children come in here when they're unwell and not feeling, with different ailments and everything. So they come to the reception area here and sit down and take a seat, and then they come and see the medical secretary there with a piece of paper from the house print saying what's been happening. And then the nurses work down there. They pick up, the medical records are all in there in the reception, and then the nurses take them into the triage rooms and triage them like you would in A&E.
It feels very like going to my doctor's. You've got all the kind of cabinets of medical details in there. I can't see anything.
Yeah, it's exactly the same, really. The only difference is we keep children in bed in our bedrooms if they're unwell during the day. So the kids come like they would in a normal doctor's surgery. We have doctors coming every day. They come for the morning and they run doctor's surgeries. And what we do is we see the children, and if they're unwell, we can pop them in to see the doctor. So it's just as similar, exactly the same as a doctor's surgery, and it's within a boarding school.
And that must be really important for parents of those children who are living here to know that they've got this to look after them.
Yes, we've got a team of 9 nurses now who work 24 hours a day, so the children have got expertise from paediatric nurses to general nurses to school nurses. We've got all different specialities, so if a child comes with an asthma attack, we've got nurses that are qualified in asthma diplomas. Same with heart problems, we've got nurses who are qualified in heart diplomas, minor illness practitioners, minor injury practitioners, nurses. We've got everybody's qualified up to that certain level.
You must see pretty much everything. Children and teenagers are kind of well known for having accidents, aren't they?
Yeah, we've seen everything really here. But we're very lucky, we've got a good support system. The doctors are in the morning, and then in the afternoon, if it happens, anything happens in the afternoon, we send them to the hospital or the doctors. So we've always got a lot of support there, and overnight as well now, because we're open overnight, we can deal with anything really. These are the bedrooms. We've got 3 bedrooms. They're all 4-bedded bedrooms. Quite spacious, as you can hear. There are televisions on the wall, but obviously only let the children use them as needed in the afternoon when they need a bit of support if they're unwell. We've got showers and toilets in there. We've got a disabled shower.
This room is a little bit like, well, it's a bit nicer than a normal hospital. It's nicer than the hospital I was in last time I was in hospital, I'll tell you that. It feels a bit lighter and a bit brighter, and you've got some nice paintings on the walls and things just to make it a bit more child-friendly, I guess.
It's got to be child-friendly because we get a lot of little children. We look after the kindergarten and nursery during the day. So if you get any tiny children, we've got to be more kiddie friendly. Adolescents, they still need sort of mothering as well when they come, because it's at school, so sometimes they're missing home and stuff.
And especially if they are perhaps international students and they're a long way from home, then they need that support, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They need a lot of support, yeah. We're all mothers here, so we all look after them.
If they've got an illness, so if it was me and I was feeling a bit ill, I'd take the day off work, I'd stay in bed and I'd kind of, you know, look after myself. Do they do that but here until they're feeling a bit better?
Yeah, it all depends really. If it needs a nurse to care for that child, we always look after the child in here, pupil in here. But if they're just feeling shattered or there's anything non-medical, they are allowed to rest in house and the house parents can care for them. But that's pretty rare really. We tend to keep them all in here. So we keep an eye on them.
And I guess that keeps kind of possible infection under control and stuff, because I imagine that there is a risk in boarding houses like that sickness could spread really quickly.
Absolutely, yeah. We do barrier nursing in here, so we've got our little trolleys that we move outside if they are infectious, and we're very careful about hand hygiene and wearing protective PPI and stuff, so yeah.
These are the treatment rooms. We've got 3 of these.
All basically the same. We've got lovely examination couches there. We've got medicine cabinets. We've got, obviously, trolleys, sinks.
I think this is better equipped than my GP surgery is, actually.
Yes, nice. We've been really well supported. We've got all the equipment we need. We've got nebulizers. We've got blood pressure machines. We've got everything we need. This is another treatment room here, and this is Sarah, one of the nurses.
Hello.
And then this is another room here. We've got emergency drugs as well, and we've got emergency equipment as well, because obviously we're on our own quite a way. Paramedics tend to take about 20 minutes to get here, so we tend to do a lot of our emergency first aid here, and then they come and support us, so we can deal with everything, really.
And would they tend to go, if they did need additional support, would they go to Harrogate or to York? Or?
They decide, the ambulance crew, either come from York or Harrogate, so then they decide when they get there where they're going back to, and we can send them to the LGI, where they deal with a lot of the neurological problems, so they're very good. And if it's a child who's on the rugby pitch, say, they can always send the air ambulance as well if it's a child. They're very good.
Are you busy? That seems like an odd question to ask. How busy do you get?
Well, on a busy period, September and October, November, there are winter seasons, you can get between 40 and 50 children a day. Yeah. Whereas now we've dealt with about 20 today, but then we've had like 4 patients who've been really intense. We've had to send one to hospital with a query appendicitis. We've got one going out somewhere because there's something infectious. And then we've got another child who's gone out because she's had mental health issues. So it all depends on what you get, really, as to what work you have to put into it, because we document everything. Mm-hmm. And we have to liaise with guardians if they're international students and parents abroad or parents in the UK. Sometimes they're a long way away, so you have to get a guardian for them. And it's all the documentation and paperwork. And you've got to be careful because it's not our child, it's else's child, so you've got to be really careful with them.
Thankfully it's very quiet at the moment, but I think literally it's the calm after the storm, isn't it? Because I think there were still people leaving as we came in earlier.
We've just discharged people.
Now I hear that not only do you obviously look after all the children and the staff here at the school, you do something for the local community as well every year, don't you?
We offer a flu campaign vaccination programme where everybody from the surrounding area can come and have a flu vaccination for free.
Which is a really lovely thing to be able to offer the local villages around the area, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a huge uptake, actually. It's very, very good.
Is it a busy time when they all come?
Busy time, yes.
To find out more about Queen Ethelburgers and all it offers for its students and the community, head to their website, which is qe.org.
Queen Ethelburgers Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.